going to open a hearing on Senate Bill 18.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you last heard this bill, Senate Bill 18, on the 10th of February. It directs the Department of Human Services to ensure that a designee conducting an investigation of alleged abuse of mentally ill or developmentally disabled adult has training and consultation to conduct a thorough and unbiased investigation. We do have two amendments, as we discussed at the first meeting. The Dash 1 amendment inserts available into the bill, referring to available resources rather than just resources. And the Dash 3 amendment, coming primarily from DHS, clarifies that the designees from DHS who make the determination or conduct the investigation receive training and consultation rather than experience. It also requires that those designees have training that addresses cultural and social diversity of the state. That was an issue that Senator Gordley brought up. And it also deletes the proposal in the bill that DHS may not delegate responsibility to designees who operate the facilities in which the reported abuse is alleged to have occurred. It currently has a subsequent referral to judiciary, and that's what I know for now.
We have permission to ask to be relieved of that
referral.
Upon unanimous support of the committee.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would move that we delete.
We are in a public hearing yet. We have two people that wish to testify.
Okay.
Can we hold off long enough to do that?
Sure.
I'd go ahead and then call Bob Junedeff and Kevin Moynihan.
These are my luncheon colors.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Bob Junedeff. I'm the director of the Oregon Advocacy Center, and I'm really available here to answer any questions that you may have about the Dash 3 amendments. Just very briefly, this is language that was worked out between the Department of Human Services and our organization. And we felt that that as written, the Dash 3s would get to the core of what we're trying to get at, and we're satisfied with them.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Senator Brown, excuse me.
Thank you. Bob, a little off the topic. What is your position on the Dash 1 amendment? What is your organization's position?
Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, we find the Dash 1 amendments might cause more confusion than clarification.
Thank you.
Okay, Kevin.
Okay, Mr. Chair, committee members, thank you very much. Kevin Moynihan, I'm an investigator with the Department of Human Services, the Office of Investigations and Training, and we're the actual unit in the Department of Human Services that conducts and oversees abuse investigations concerning developmentally disabled or mental health individuals throughout the state. And I wanted to say that we support the amendments as set forth, and I'm also available to answer questions as they come up. Thank you very much.
Is that referring to both the Dash 1 and the Dash 3?
That is correct. Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator.
We have clarification on the Dash 1s on your concern.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morissette, the language inserting available in on line 28, I believe, addresses Senator, if I recall correctly, Senator Fisher's concern that if the state is cutting back services, that somehow the unavailability of services might create some liability on behalf of the state or some other organization. Our sense is that neither this bill nor the abuse reporting law creates a standard of care all it does is it's a reporting statute that alerts certain people that they should report abuse or neglect when they see it, and it should be investigated. The only teeth in this law, should abuse be found, is for the investigating agency to report that to licensing bureaus, which is normally the Department of Human Services or the Health Department. So the relief or the remedies for abuse are clearly outlined in the law, and that's as far as they go. My concern, number one, is that adding that word, I don't think doesn't address the concern that Senator Fisher has, really. And number two is that there may be someone who witnesses abuse and neglect, and rather than report it, somebody who's really endangered, and rather than report it, say, well, they're not getting a service because it's not available, and so we're not going to report it and try to hash this out. We'll just let things continue as they go. Now, I don't know, of course, whether that'll happen, but I think that one word could create enough wiggle room for somebody to decide not to report rather than to report.
Thank you. Yes.
The main concern Department of Human Services had in my particular unit, the Investigations Unit, it is our understanding that word available means that clients who are already receiving services who may be subject to abuse through the different criteria set forth in the statute will have an avenue for us to pursue a protective service investigation. But it was not our intent to have this amendment affect the initial disqualification or rejection of services. It's for people who are already receiving services. And if that's the intent of it, we support it.
And Senator Fisher, Senator Morissette, if this word was added in, I would ask that it be made clear that it's being used for the purpose of clarifying that people covered under the law are those who are receiving state-funded services.
Anyone here further wishing to testify for this? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 18 and open a work session on Senate Bill 18.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Brown.
I can't get a sense from the will of the committee, but I would move that we ask the Senate President to get rid of the subsequent referral to Judiciary on this particular measure. I'm really concerned that with the workload the Judiciary Committee has, that it may not make it through the system on time, and I think this is an important bill, and I'd like to see it move to the Senate floor and over to the House. So I would make that motion.
Well, being we're all here and it has to be unanimous, yes, Senator.
As Vice Chair of Judiciary, I concur with that recommendation. Charles?
<Yes. laughs> It seems like that we're bent on saving some of our committee members' work in other committees.
I like that.
That's
I thought you might.
I guess that's a worthy cause. Do we have a motion on amendments?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to move.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have a motion before us.
Okay.
Is there any objection to having this rescinding the sending of this bill to Judiciary Committee? Hearing none, so ordered. We will request that. Senator Morissette.
Well, I was going to say I don't necessarily see the need for the Dash 1 amendments. I mean, it sounds like it might be somewhat confusing. I would support the Dash 3, but I would move the Dash 3 amendments.
Senator Morissette moves the Dash 3 amendment to Senate Bill 18.
Yes, Senate Bill 18.
Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Senator Bray.
Aye.
Senator Connor.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Senator Morissette.
Aye.
Senator Fisher.
The motion carries. The amendment has been adopted. I think under the conversation we just had on the Dash 1 amendment with the two folks that were previously here testifying that if there's no objection, we'll not consider those or that amendment. And so I would entertain a motion to move this bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 18 with the Dash 1 amendment, Dash 3 amendments to the floor of the Senate with the two passed recommendations.
Senator Morissette moves that we send Senate Bill 18 as amended with the Dash 3 amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Farno?
Aye.
Senator
Starr? Aye.
Senator Marquette?
Aye.
Senator Richard?
Aye. Motion carries, and I believe probably Senator Gordley would like to carry this.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay. Okay. One
here.
Now have open a hearing on Senate Bill 37. I guess we close the work session.
Yep.
On Senate Bill 18 and open a hearing on Senate Bill 37.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 37 had a public hearing on the 10th of February, and it modifies the Elderly and Disabled Person Abuse Prevention Act to allow guardians to file petitions on behalf of elderly or disabled persons.
Good.
And this, too, has a subsequent referral to judiciary that, like Senate Bill 18, upon unanimous approval of the committee, you can certainly rescind that subsequent referral or request to rescind it.
Okay, I'll move. And we have no amendments to this, right?
No, you do not have amendments to Senate Bill 37.
Okay. We just lost one of our unanimous members here.
Poop.
Okay.
It's unanimous. Number. Okay. Unanimous of those present, or is it everybody present?
I don't know.
Mr. Chair, I'd also support a motion on this one as well. I realize we're still in public hearing, but while we're on the record, I guess this is a bar bill. It's obviously been through the hoops. I haven't had anybody come to my office and express concerns about it. There are no amendments. It certainly encourages us to move forward.
We do have one person to testify on here, okay. So I'll take care of that real quick, and then we'll get directly to that. In the meantime, we may resurrect our member.
Mr. Gibb. Going to be the person who's concerned.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ryan Gibb. I'm an attorney in private practice here in Salem. Here on behalf of the Elder Law Section of the Oregon State Bar in support of Senate Bill 37, here primarily to answer any questions with regards to this bill. My private practice is very focused on the protection of the elderly, and I have seen this issue come up several times where an individual is in need of a restraining order to protect them from further abuse, and that restraining order is not available under the statutes as written because the elderly or disabled person is not able to sign up and file a petition on their own. So the Elder Law Section supports Senate Bill 37 as it is offered.
Were you successful?
No. But my assumption, Mr. Chair, is that if the remaining members unanimously approve requesting that the subsequent referral be rescinded, I'm sure you'll be okay.
Maybe we have get an attorney's opinion.
That's not my area of law.
Well, the worst of it is I'll be your client if I get abused on this because I am now in the class of the elder. Okay, I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 37 and open a work session on Senate Bill 37. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move that the committee request the Senate President to remove the subsequent referral to Judiciary for the same previous reasons, i.e. the Judiciary Committee workload and the fact that this bill has already been through the Oregon State Bar Approval Program, and we are running out of time, Mr. Chair.
Senator Brown moves that we request the removal of the, or the rescission of the subsequent referral to Judiciary on Senate Bill 37. Is there any discussion or objection to that? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator.
Seeing that there are no amendments, I would move Senate Bill 37 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Brown moves that we send Senate Bill 37 to the floor, Senate floor, with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Burdick? Mr. Farno?
Aye.
Mr. Starr?
Aye.
Mr. Marquette?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a carrier for the bill? Senator Brown will carry the bill. Thank you, Senator Brown.
You're welcome.
Motion carries, and we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 37 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 118.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 118 again had a public hearing on the 10th of February, and it changes the name of the Elderly and Disabled Person Abuse Prevention Act to Elderly Persons and Persons with Disability Abuse Prevention Act. We do have a Dash 1 amendment that it was requested and suggested on behalf of the Attorney General's office to clarify the definition of abuse to include conduct of a nature as to threaten physical or emotional harm to an elderly or disabled person, and it also removes involuntary sexual relations or sexual contact and financial abuse from provisions of this measure.
We have no one that wishes to speak to this.
I did hear from the AG's office that they are perfectly fine with the amendment.
Anyone that wishes to speak to Senate Bill 118? Is there anyone here from the Attorney General's office? Mr. Quandre, I had a question I wanted to ask, and I'm I think what I'll do, I'll recess this and see if we can find out. But what I wish to know is whether they're changing the definition to from a disabled person to person with disabilities. Is that just a housekeeping, or is that designed to put a different nature on the definition of disability or disabled? Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
My understanding from serving on the governor's task force on seniors and people with disabilities is that is how the community people with disabilities wishes to be addressed. And so I think it's an updating of the term. Modernization.
Yeah, I would like to and thank you, Senator Brown, for the enlightenment. I'm going to recess a public hearing on Senate Bill 118 and progress to a hearing on a work session on Senate Bill 154.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 154 had its public hearing last week and expands the basis for obtaining a license to practice psychology without written examination. The Dash 1 amendment was proposed by Dr. Judy Hall, who was the executive director of the National Register, so that they would be included in that reciprocity as other boards.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We're in a work session.
Senator Morissette, that's correct.
I would move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 154.
Senator Morissette moves the dash one amendments to Bill 154. Is there a discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a motion now to? Yes, Senator Morissette.
I would move Senate Bill 154 with the dash one amendments to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Morissette moves the Senate Bill 154 with a dash one amendment be sent to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator
Burdick? Aye.
Senator Fargo?
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Morissette?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a carrier?
I'll carry it.
Senator Morissette will be the carrier. And I will close the work session on Senate Bill 154 and open a work session on Senate Bill 155.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 155 also had a public hearing last week, and it modifies the licensing authority of the State Board of Psychologist Examiners. Basically, it would allow them the flexibility to determine when their licensees would renew their licenses.
And we have no one that...
And there are no amendments.
No amendments, and... Sir, Senator Morissette.
No. I think this is a great bill. It gives them flexibility. I would move Senate Bill 155 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Morissette moves Senate Bill 155 to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Florida?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Senator Morissette?
Aye.
Senator Fisher?
Aye. Motion carries. Do we have a carrier on Senate Bill 155?
I'll carry one.
Senator Morissette will do the honors. Thank you very much, and I will close the work session on Senate Bill 155, and I'm going to recess committee for 5 minutes so we can get a hold of the Attorney General.
What's up?
Sure. Senator Burdick might vote on Senate Bill 37 and also issue her opinion of whether we would rescind the recommended subsequent referral to judiciary. Senator Brown moved the subsequent referral be rescinded, and it was unanimous with the ones who were here. How do you vote?
I vote. Yep, the same way, to rescind it.
Okay, Senator Burdick votes to rescind the subsequent referral to Senate Bill 37. And then the motion was that we send Senate Bill 37, which was not amended, to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Senator Burdick votes aye, and that motion carried, and Senator Morissette, or excuse me,
Senator
Brown is the carrier of that bill. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We will close the work session on Senate Bill 37, and we now have the gentleman here, so I'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 118.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, about 5 minutes ago, the hairs on the back of my neck started to stand up, and I knew I was being talked about, so I'm sorry to not have been here. I understand a question has arisen with respect to Senate Bill 118.
Yes, I had the question. From time to time, it used to be handicapped persons and it was disabled persons, and now I understand that it's persons with disabilities. And my question was, is that in any way change any definition of disability or anything like that, or is this just a more proper terminology for use that the group wishes to be known as? Or
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it's my understanding that change is intended to be the latter. That is, it's a phrase which advocates believe more aptly describes their circumstances, and it is not intended, certainly on our part, and I'm sure by legislative council's part, to change the substance of the bill in any way.
Okay.
Those were changes, Mr. Chair, that were inserted during the legislative council drafting process, and not by the sponsor.
Okay.
Or requester.
Well, we've been dealing with quite a bit of that here lately, mm-hmm. with the Shall and May discussions, and
yes.
Remember the lesser of the two, and or whichever is the least, or things like that, seem to have a little different terminology here, and so I wanted to make sure in discussing that we were doing something major that we didn't necessarily know. Now, was there an amendment?
We do have the Dash 1 amendment that was requested by the AG's office.
Okay, do you wish to testify concerning that at all?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, your able staff provided that amendment to us, and I previously indicated to her that it was consistent with the discussion that we had with representatives of the thanks, Marjorie. Representatives of the Oregon State Bar section on elder law. It reflects, as I understand it, the concerns that they had, and although I don't think they've seen the exact Dash 1 amendments, the Dash 1 amendments track the hand engrossed version that I did share with them on the other occasion.
Okay. Further questions? By the way, did you introduce yourself for the record?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I might not have. Pete Shepard, I'm the Deputy Attorney General.
Pete, do you have the back of an envelope that you can write an AG's opinion on real quick?
Mr. Chair, Senator Morissette, you provide the envelope, and I've got the pen. So.
Okay,
I'm impressed that you're here this quickly. Thank you.
Yeah, we do appreciate that, and I understand with our time being what it is, how we get scheduled for two or three things at once, and then things go a little faster in one committee than anticipated. I
appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Everything loads up on us here. I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 118 and open a work session on Senate Bill 118.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Brown.
I would move the Dash 1 amendments.
Senator Brown has moved the Dash 1 amendments to Senate Bill 118. Is there further discussion or objection? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Marno?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
Aye.
Senator
Marquette? Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and Senate Bill 118 has been amended with the Dash 1 amendments.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 118 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Brown moves that Senate Bill 118 be sent to the Senate floor, or as amended by Dash 1 amendment, be sent to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator
Burdick?
Aye.
Senator
Clarno?
Aye.
Senator
Starr?
Aye.
Senator
Marquette? Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and Senator Brown, with all of the legal descriptions you wish to...
Sure, I'd be delighted.
Thank you. Senator Brown will be the carrier. We have finished our agenda, and I will adjourn our...
Thank you.
To walk? No, yeah. I don't.